Jesus wasn't nice. Seriously. If Jesus came back today, a lot of people would probably say that he wasn't very nice at all. Why? Because we've confused being nice with being kind. And they're not the same thing at all. Today, nice often means don't disagree with me. Don't tell me I'm wrong. Just make me feel good. But Jesus didn't live that way. He wasn't trying to make everyone comfortable. He was trying to save them. One of the biggest mistakes that people make is imagining Jesus walked around telling everyone they were perfect exactly as they were. But that's not what happened at all. Jesus loved people deeply. And because he loved people deeply, he challenged them. The Bible says in Ephesians 4:15, speaking the truth in love. Notice it doesn't say make people feel good. It says tell the truth in love. Think about it. A parent who lets a child eat candy for every meal might seem nice. A coach who never corrects mistakes might seem nice. A friend who watches you make terrible choices and says nothing might seem nice. But none of those things are kind. Real kindness wants what's best for someone, even when it's uncomfortable. Real kindness has boundaries. Real kindness says, I love you too much to pretend that this is okay. Jesus welcomed sinners, but he never, ever celebrated sin. He forgave people, but he also called them to change. To the woman caught in adultery, Jesus said, go and from now on sin no more. That's John 8:11. That's kindness. Truth and love working together. Nice often seeks approval. Kindness seeks what's best. Nice says whatever makes you happy. Kindness says, I care too much about you not to tell you the truth. Jesus wasn't mean. He wasn't harsh. But he wasn't a people pleaser either. The truth doesn't always feel good in the moment, but it leads to freedom.